Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show.
You know where that's from?
It's our hero.
The Hyundai commercial.
Ah, Leroy.
Do you know who it is?
Yeah.
No.
Heart.
Heart, Leroy. How could you not know that? Nah, I'm kidding. I would only know that because of Guitar Hero. This is the Tobin and Leroy Show. Let's go ahead and get some headlines. These headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, the Sonata, not the Solana, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Why do they put that Y there? I was looking at the bracket. We mentioned if you were following the results of a different poll yesterday. College football playoff released their rankings as right now. The third seed Miami Hurricanes would be set to face off against the 6th and the 11th seed teams. So the winner of those two would face the Hurricanes. Do you know who the 6th and 11th team are currently?
No. Cool. I'm thinking that, because here's what I'm trying to figure out. The non-Power 5?
Yes.
Right? I'm trying to figure out, do they go ahead of the one or two lost teams, or do they go at the bottom? So, you got a team Army.
Yes.
Army is undefeated. And so that's what I was trying to figure out.
How is Ohio State too? That's crazy.
Huh?
I can't believe Ohio State is two. But whatever.
Because they only lost here. Here's my deal with that.
Yeah.
Forget what I think about Ohio State.
All right.
If you play the number one team in the country and you are number two, you're number two because they think the other team's better than you.
Yeah.
So why do you drop to five if one beats two?
Yes, you did. You did mention that, and that was the case on October 12th when Oregon faced off against the Ohio State Buckeyes and gave them their only loss. So I can understand 1 point loss.
Why there's only one team better than you?
Yeah.
You play three and you beat three. So you see what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So, you should be too.
Yes, with that being said, Penn State, who just lost to Ohio State, is one loss, and they're ranked sixth after losing
to them. So, who it is, Penn State? So
No. The people who are... that was just the AP ranking. The in the seeding, if the Miami Hurricanes remain where they're at, and everyone were to remain where they're at, which we know things can change between now and the end of the season. If they remain where they're at, Miami Hurricanes are set to face off against the winner of the 6th and the 11th.
Who's 6th and 11th?
6th is Texas. 11th is Alabama.
Goodness.
Goodness, dude. We find out very fast if the hurricanes are real.
Okay. I will say this, though.
Yeah.
None of those teams, neither one of those teams can score like Miami can.
No.
But here's the other problem.
They got some talent, though.
Miami can't stop none of those teams.
I was going to say, they got some talent on them, though. It's kind of like both of them have excellent quarterback play. You got Jalen Milroe on one side, and then you have Brad Ewers and Evers. And then Archie Manning as well.
Who's the backup? Arch.
No E on his. Just
they
Arch.
Call him Arch.
Yeah, it's a little bit cooler that way. You know, you start dropping letters, it gets cooler that way. And this is a Manning who can run. A mobile Manning. We have a mobile Manning.
Wait, Grandpa was mobile.
Grandpa, because he was running for his damn life.
Yeah.
He was mobile.
Yes. When I was growing up, there were two quarterbacks that scrambled like Patrick Mahomes and Cam Ward, right?
Yeah.
That is Fran Tarkenton.
Yep.
And Archie Manning ran for their dear life.
Yeah. Frank, pretty good.
He went to four straight Super Bowls, like the Buffalo Bills.
Rough.
That lost everyone.
I was going to say, that means he lost them all.
Yeah, because the Vikings have never won a Super Bowl.
Widely regarded as the first great dual threat quarterback.
Who, Frank Tarkenton?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to know what his 40 time was. I know they didn't measure it back then, but that'd be interesting to know.
40 time?
Yeah.
Frank, I mean, you're mostly comparing it to other intangibles.
Yeah, for sure.
So it's the fastest turtle.
Oh, look. It was fast, but he was able to run it, though. They said that he ran a 4.9. Ball. What is that, dude?
Right now, this guy's 325, 330 running that.
Seven. That's crazy, dude. Imagine what Michael Vick would do if you can just put him back in that time. That'd be great. Lamar Jackson. It's ridiculous.
They wouldn't let him, first of all.
Yeah.
They wouldn't let him play quarterback.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know what? I can't believe they see that guy running. I would accuse him of witchcraft. This is definitely don't know what's going on. I don't think you should be that fast, personally.
So they would have to play to Texas, Alabama?
Correct. As of right now, it would be Texas, Alabama.
Here's the thing, man.
If they go down to fourth, who would be worse there? They have, you don't know, because it doesn't even work that way. If they were to be fourth, they would have to go against either.
I can't see.
It'd be 5 against 12.
Boise State or Ohio State. That's fifth.
That's crazy. So if they were to be.
Ohio State's 5?
Yeah, Ohio State is 5 and Boise State is 12.
So basically, this is what this is boiling down to.
Yeah.
As we previously suspected. You're going to include basically two more teams that can win it.
Yep.
Because it's going to be one of the big names. So when you think of 1 through 4, yeah, that's, you know, they're going to win the conference championships. But when you talk about 5 or 6,
yeah,
those are the only other two that got a chance, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's
who it is. Those are teams with one loss. I don't know if Alabama's good enough.
Yeah, I don't necessarily think they're good enough, but I saw my team struggle with Cal. I saw my team struggle with a bunch of different teams. That makes me less than comfortable going against
you. Look at it differently, though. I look at it as I've seen the team win games in a number of different ways.
Oh, yeah, and that's what gives me hope that, you know, and a lot of.
But I've also seen your team not be able to stop a nosebleed.
That's when you say win a lot of games in a lot of different ways. Yes, it has been different, but I think it all comes down to Cam Ward puts on his cape and does something.
Well, not 2 games ago when they ran all over.
Who was it? It wasn't FSU, right? Because this last game was Duke. Before that was FSU.
It was FSU.
Yeah, oh, that was
FSU.
Easy,
where they just said, we're just going to beat them up.
For sure. That was, you know, probably one of Cam Ward's quiet games. I don't think he had a throwing touchdown. He had a receiving touchdown. But yeah, that one was, the heroics were not necessary during that time. I think these are the options that I just listed to you. You can either be playing Texas, Alabama, Ohio State, or Boise State. Which, Boise State, cool, whatever. I understand they're not the Alabama, whatever. But they still have a hell of a running back that can put up 200 yards in that one game. And usually when you run for 200 yards, you control the clock. Your team wins. Right. You know.
Yep. All that is accurate.
Essentially, we're going to find out very quickly was this team the beneficiary of a tight schedule, or can they really play with the big boys? Because we want.
But that's what the playoffs do.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
The playoffs, like, think about this. At the end of the day, somebody from the NFC South is going to get a playoff bid in the NFL.
Gross.
So that means a team that has Carolina, New Orleans, Tampa, and who's the other one in their division?
Who else is in the NFC South?
NFC South.
Escaping my brain right now.
Right.
Atlanta. Yeah.
So one of those four teams are going to be a playoff team, right?
Yeah. Right now, that division consists of the Atlanta Falcons that are doing well, 6-3, but the Bucks are 4-5, the Panthers and Saints both 2-7.
Right.
So, essentially, you got six games if you're the Falcons against teams with under.
I don't think if you look at the NFC, NFC West is not faring much better.
Yep. NFC West currently, a little bit better, but still pretty mediocre. Seahawks, 49ers, Rams, all with four wins, and the Cardinals at the top of that division with five.
So the Cardinals are winning that division.
Think most likely, yeah. I mean, oh, you're talking about like as of right now. Yeah, that's not something that I had on my bingo card.
No, but so I'm just saying, like, yeah, it's an accomplishment to get there.
Yeah.
But it still don't, like, if you win your division and you become a playoff team, it don't mean you're a playoff team. It just means you just won your division.
Yeah.
And I think college, a lot of that is going to happen in college, is that you earn the right to be in the playoff, but you're probably only there because your whole division sucked or your whole conference sucked.
We are going to take a quick break and come back and run some trivia. But before we do, I wanted to briefly discuss the Joel Embiid news that came out.
Oh, yeah.
We know that he got into an altercation with a reporter where he allegedly assaults him. But, I mean, rightfully so, based off of the news that's coming out that this reporter was mentioning his late brother, his child, things that are completely unnecessary in regards to covering sports. But they have made their decision. The following was released by the NBA in regards to the situation. The 76ers center Joel Embiid has been suspended 3 games without pay for shoving a member of the media. It was announced today by Joe Dumars. Embiid's actions took place in the 76ers locker room following the team's 124-107 loss to the Grizzlies. It goes on to say mutual respect is paramount to the relationship between players and media in the NBA, Joe Dumars said. While we understand Joel was offended by the personal nature of the original version of the reporter's column, interactions must remain professional on both sides and never turn physical. So, suspension commence.
That, here's what I would say.
Yes.
And here's why you got to be careful. My biggest complaint about being an athlete was it neutered you. So you have people that can do or say anything, and you're not going to respond to them as men.
Yeah.
And for a person who is writing about sports, the other stuff that he's writing about has no place in the article. No place. So, while I agree with the stance the league took, I think the writer knew where he was going with that. You see what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. You got to know better, man. You got to know better.
And so,
use your people skills.
Although I don't condone violence or that type of aggression, I'm not going to get on him for being a man, right? For, you know, thinking, hey, man, you got no right to go after me personally. If you want to say I suck at basketball, that's fine. Leave my personal stuff out of it. And I'm more than sure the guy had a smart-ass comment coming back. And that's why Joel Embiid went after him. It didn't just end like that. Because if it meant no harm, right? And all you had to do was say, no. Hey, Joel, I don't know. Like, I wasn't trying to go there. I was just trying to, you know, because then he got snippy at the end with, and Joel's not playing. So the whole tone of the article, right, if you bring something personal into it, it's not going to come across very positive.
Yeah, and I will say that prior to me even finding out the details of who it was and what happened, a lot of people were commenting underneath, speculating that it was a certain reporter that I can imagine is someone who gets under the skin of players or, like, is known.
Right. That, again, so. Right. Like, so my question is, you know what you were doing. See, when people do things to get a reaction, you can't then be surprised at the reaction you get because we're all different. You know, it's like when people come at you and you all calm and collected and that's not good enough. And then they want to get you until you get riled up. And then you react the way they want you to react.
Damage is done.
It ain't going to be in your, you know, confines of what you accept. You see what I mean? So I just think we need to, look, leave the personal stuff out of it. You can talk about Joel Embiid and the basketball and the fact that he's not playing. But at no point in time, like even down here, right? We had an issue. We didn't know what the issue was. The Heat do an excellent job of keeping personal stuff out of it.
Yeah.
But then we find out with the Netflix thing with Jimmy. But nobody went at him like that, right? Yeah,
for sure.
And so it, you keep it professional. And so the fact that you will look at a reporter who's been doing it for 20 plus years or older guy and then look at a 20, 30-year-old and say the 30-year-old is supposed to be more professional than him is a joke in itself. We can all be professional, but if you want professionalism, how about giving it? Nobody ever thinks about that. So what, Joel probably shouldn't have been that way. But at the same time, underneath, I'm doing a fist pump because, yeah, you asked for the beast and you got it.
Yeah. Sometimes people try to be tough, Leroy.
No, everybody get tough till they get punched in the face. Then they ain't so tough. Then they, why? Oh, too late now, buddy. Too late.
How would you think if they did it to you?
Right. Exactly.
Now, Leroy, they try to be tough. Why don't you talk to us about something else that's pretty tough?
So here's the thing. As you get over 45, you got to get your screenings. You got to get all your yearly checkups and stuff. Because when it comes to our health, we need to be smart, especially if you're over 45 years old.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, If you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Or older. That's why I invite you to join Alonzo Mourning and other special guests, including Dan Marino and Ed Jovanovski at the Miami Heat Men's Health Summit on November 16th and learn how to take a proactive approach to your health from some of the country's most renowned health experts. Plus, you can enjoy fun activities, giveaways, raffles for autograph prizes, and more. There's no time to waste. Come and get a health screening like Alonzo Mourning did. It saved his life. It could save yours. It's go time. It's Zotime. Learn more at baptisthealth.net/Zotime. That's baptisthealth.net/Zotime.
What you got, Leroy? What was that one?
Dance to the music.
Dang. You know
dance
the
dance to the music.
Know the artist?
That's
rough.
Oh no, I can't think. Is it
Sly and the Family,
Stone? All right, there we go. I got it.
Why would I play Sly and the Family Stone? Because you can't.
Because you're sneaky.
True. Because I'm sneaky enough to correlate Family Stone with Family Feud. There we go. Now that's production. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and get right into it. I appreciate Leroy. He's getting his buzzer ready.
Open fist. Oh, my bad. I'm here typing. Fist. Okay.
Open fist means you're ready. You ready to answer?
Leroy has his buzzer.
Oh, no. You're going back and forth? You're just going to go back and forth?
No. I like the buzzer idea. I like it because I don't want you cheating Googling. It is November.
Hands up, cheater.
What is this? What is the theme of this game show?
Excellent question, J-Fig. We just got done with Halloween. I hate the person who already has their Christmas tree up because there's one holiday in November we got to celebrate, of course. And that is Thanksgiving. So this
it's nice to have lights around.
You know, it is, but I still want my feast.
You're not going to lose it.
You're saying I can go over. I appreciate the invite. Thank you so much, J-Fig. I will be there.
Of course, everyone's invited.
Thanksgiving trivia. I should say Thanksgiving Family Feud begins here. I'm going to read the first question. You guys ready?
Yep.
We surveyed the top 100 people. Name a type of pie. Leroy.
Pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie.
I thought you were still saying a question.
Oh, no. What's the question? Name a type of pie. Let's see. Is pumpkin pie up there? Correct. The number two answer.
There's no way with all these white folks down here that you're going to say pumpkin pie is not number one.
That is
for Thanksgiving.
Number two answer.
Because I know what I would have said.
Okay.
But then I would have been considered, he's too black for this game.
Yeah, your
potato pie is what he would have said.
No, that's not.
And he would have loved it.
That's not the name of. Okay, go.
All right, J-Fig, you have.
There's no such thing.
Wait, I was not even trying to say something. I was just trying to troll Leroy. Okay?
You have one opportunity. You have an opportunity to get the number one answer. J-Fig, what is it going to be? Name a type of pie.
Apple pie?
Apple pie is the number one answer!
Hold on.
Whoa!
Hold on.
Yes.
This is Thanksgiving trivia?
Indeed, yes.
No, no. nobody have a damn apple pie for Thanksgiving.
Well, you know what? Apparently they do.
Apparently they do with J-Fig.
This is garbage. This is garbage. Okay. This is
not garbage. Everyone's a fan of pumpkin, just like me.
Would you
but
like
it's Thanksgiving pie?
Well, I don't
it's
like
not
that.
Just random pie.
Yeah, but apple pie. Mmm, delicious.
Who ate an apple pie? Nobody eats apple pie on Thanksgiving.
You can't lie.
I eat the crust.
So, are you going to play or not?
Pass or play, J-Fig. Pass or play.
Stop looking.
Hmm? What am I looking at?
What are you looking at is the question.
I'm looking at you.
Okay.
No, you're not. I seen them little eyes.
Do you want me to share my screen?
Pass.
I see them big eyeball side eye.
Or play.
I see you side eyeing too, just because you can hide behind those glasses.
No.
Which, by the way, I can see the reflection.
I know. Listen.
Pass or play, baby.
I can name 700 pies.
Okay. What?
Pass or play, baby.
She has to decide.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. J-Fig, you have the number one answer. Would you like to pass
look
or play?
At look at.
Okay, yeah, what's up? I say more pies?
Are you going to pass to Leroy?
No, no, I will continue playing.
All right, she's going to continue playing. J-Fig, top two answers already listed. Apple and pumpkin. Please name a type of pie.
Pecan?
Pecan pie. Show me pecan. Pecan, the number five answer.
When was the last time you had a piece of pecan pie, J-Fig?
Never.
When I pass by it in Publix.
Yeah.
Very true.
Like, right.
Only usually, time I get close to one.
I'm going to tell you like this. Usually white folks don't like the goo.
The goo.
I just don't like pie.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Jeez.
After the next day when you put it in the refrigerator and then you got to reheat it.
Yeah.
It's molten lava.
Ooh, be careful.
Like that is so hot. It gets so hot in the microwave.
J-Fig, please name another type of pie. Another type of pie?
Hey! You had one locked and loaded.
It's like right there. It's right there.
Mm-hmm.
Clock!
You
don't have all day.
J-Fig, unfortunately, that is your first X.
Chicken pot pie. No, I'm kidding.
Chicken pot pie. Nice.
All you knew was one more pie?
I don't eat pie. I eat cheesecake.
All right, Leroy, it is your opportunity to steal. Name a type of pie, Leroy. You got a lot to choose from.
We got sweet potato. We got pumpkin. I'm just trying to think of the pies that I've had at, I don't know if this is going to hit with the white folks.
All right.
But I know I always had this during, I'm going to say, coconut pie.
Coconut pie.
It has the same, centers are similar in texture with, pecan pie.
Show me coconut pie. Correct answer, Leroy!
That's not true. There's no way. I've never heard of a coconut pie.
Let's see the rest of the answers.
Coconut. Now, I wonder, do they include, like, meat pies?
No, they don't. This is answer number three, cherry pie.
Cherry pie.
Answer number four, lemon meringue.
I don't even like cherries.
Lemon meringue. Yeah, you don't know nothing about that lemon meringue, J-Fig.
Five was pecan. Number six was key lime.
Don't like that either.
I didn't have key lime growing. Here's the deal.
Yeah.
Lemon meringue has like the same texture as kind of like key lime. Like, yeah.
All right. We are up against
it. But it has foam on the top. Like white foam.
We're up against it, so we're going to speed through these next two rounds.
Well, slow-mo here.
Okay. Slow-mo and Leroy, please make your way to the board. All right. Name an excuse someone might use in order to miss Thanksgiving dinner. Leroy, you are hot off the presses.
Wife is sick.
Wife is sick.
Family member sick.
All right. Let's check it out. Number one answer, sick. Leroy, pass or play?
I'm going to play.
All right. Leroy, name another excuse one might use to miss Thanksgiving dinner.
Out of town.
Show me out of town. On vacation. Same thing, right? Same thing. Show.
I got another one.
You got five more options on the board.
How many of these have you used, Leroy?
Leroy.
How did your family members?
That's okay, J. Fig. Be ready for an opportunity to steal.
Going to a sporting event.
Going to a sporting event. Show me sporting event. Not listed.
I played in a football game. Well, that was a fact.
Bro, the top 100 people who we asked happened to not be in the NFL, Leroy.
Seriously, that's a percentage, okay?
To get out of, I'm cooking at my house.
Cooking at my house, hosting their own dinner. Correct. Leroy, you got three more answers left on the board.
Let me see. I don't like you.
They don't like you is the correct that we have. They don't like you is one of the correct answers that we
have. That's not true. There's no way.
I promise. It's the final answer. Two people said that. You got two more answers left on the board.
Here's one. I have family in town.
Family in town. Show me family. Unfortunate. You got two more answers. J Fig, you have the number two answer available as well as the number six answer. Yeah, so far you got everything except for the number two and number six answer. J Fig, be prepared to steal. Name an excuse someone might use to miss Thanksgiving dinner, Mr. Horde.
Damn, I can't think of no more.
Walls are closing in.
Yeah, I'll pass. Go ahead.
Oh, Leroy passes.
I'll pass.
J Fig, what do you got to steal to tie things up? Name an excuse someone may
basically
miss.
Basically going to another one?
Okay.
Went to another function?
Previous plans! Damn!
We had similar answers, so I'm going to give you an opportunity.
I'm already booked and busy.
All right. Booked and busy. Not on the list, unfortunately.
You know what? I simply just don't want to, okay?
What's number
two?
That's fair.
Hey. I want to be home.
Show me number two. Had to work. Had
I was gonna
to
say Thanksgiving. That, but on Thanksgiving, everyone is off.
On Thanksgiving, yeah, for sure. Maybe you work like Best Buy,
Jennifer,
or something. You know,
Jennifer.
That's right. Some people Jennifer. Work in hospital.
Jennifer.
True.
Jennifer.
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 These are lies.
What
things you say to get out of?
You're gonna be a really good liar if not.
If you're a doctor or nurse, you say I gotta work.
Final answer. Too far. Too far. Too far.
I should have used that one.
All right, now for 100.
I mean, we always say that. J Fig said,
that was true.
I'm having a party. Too far.
As of right now, Leroy is winning, but luckily in this round, all points are quadrupled. Three answers on the board.
Oh, my bad. Sorry. I'm like, what is he doing?
Name something you need to prepare and cook a turkey. JP, you are not quick off the draw with these. I tell you what. Leroy, what is... There's three answers on the board. That's all we have.
A turkey.
That is a pretty good answer. Believe it or not.
No.
Turkey's a number three answer.
What?
There are two more answers available. J Fig, you could potentially steal and walk away with millions of nothing.
Millions of what?
Millions of Odyssey points.
No thanks.
All right, name something you would need to prepare.
Put that phone down.
Prepare and cook a turkey.
Wait, me?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am, to steal.
Oh, I thought it was still Leroy.
No. I got the three.
Okay, to prepare a turkey, an oven?
A lot of ways to prepare a turkey.
God, you don't need an oven.
None more important than the oven. Number one answer! The oven!
Hold on. I deep fry my turkey.
That's another option. option. That could have been number two.
Nobody, what an
nobody
amazing
coming over
comeback.
To your house to eat your dried ass.
That's very bold of you to go ahead and assume it is dry.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Choke bird.
Never have I seen such a...
Even though that's exactly what I'm known for here.
Competitive.
Choking birds.
You got it.
Jay Fig, congratulations. You are the winner.
No, she got to get the other one, right?
No, that's it. She got the,
that was
got
my
number
next
one answer.
One.
Number one answer?
Deep fryer.
Quadruple the points. I don't make the rules here.
Wait, so what was the second one? A pot?
Yeah.
Turkey baster, maybe?
Yeah, I'll tell you right now. It is a roasting pan. There you go. Turkey baster number four. How is turkey number three? This is ridiculous. I don't make the rules.
Wait, so
okay.
You need the other two ingredients.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can have the other two ingredients without the turkey.
Well, I mean,
an electric knife.
I said, I said, I fried deep fried turkey.
Stuffing, hands.
Look at that.
Matched taters.
Oven,
hey,
the
check
oven.
This out.
Yeah.
Check this out.
Yeah.
Mima.
Hmm?
Mima stuffed that thing with meat.
Oh, meat inside of meat.
She make a meatloaf in the bird's inner jowls. I said, first time I saw it, I'm like, I don't even know if they friends like that. Keep stuffing that thing with,
close.
Like, yeah,
up close.
And all the Canadians love it. I'm just like, I don't know if I could touch that bird. That, like, yeah, that don't even sound right. You know what I'm saying? I'm digging up in the guts of a turkey for all the giblets and the you know, the nice stuffing or whatever, and there's a hamburger in there.
Whoa, I've never had a turkey with a hamburger inside it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that was a riveting rendition of Family Feud Thanksgiving edition. I'm sure there'll be another opportunity as Tobin will be out again on Friday.
Hey, Jennifer.
What?
You know, when it's just the three of us, I would really appreciate if you will partake in the show a little bit sooner.
Wow.
Hey, look, I was here when you were gone.
Oh,
huh?
Yeah.
Woo!
I was
every
here.
Wednesday. I need to say,
okay.
Mine.
She did.
Fine.
Don't forget to enter that Fig Parlay. And thank
so maybe
you
next
listening.
Time you guys will let me know when someone's out. Thanks. But I appreciate
true.
It.
We thought Donald was in.
True. Hey, look, we got.
Donald didn't even know he was in.
That's like
no one knows anything about anything.
We don't know nothing.
I just kind of show up sometimes. This has been another rousing rendition. I appreciate you guys listening. We will be back tomorrow, same time. Tobin returns, everyone. So, for my friends here, have a wonderful, wonderful evening, and don't forget to put in that Fig Parlay.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.